And he only did one thing, believe. Though he dies, raised again. And then over here, he says, he that lives in and believes in me shall never die. Well, that isn't preached anywhere. Hardly, you know. Low percentage. But that's coming out of Jesus' mouth, and he's saying, never die. So it's not a performance on my side. It is an absolute. I must eat and learn how to eat that bread of life, because that's the nutrition that's in his bread. Never die. Because he says, your fathers ate the supernatural bread, they died. But this one, you never die. And it's like, wow, Lord, that is amazing. So he's wanting us to learn how to go in and eat and bring that out and then place it on other people's tables, because we can. So here's the simplicity on that to show you. He's going to show you how to go in, how to go out. He's going to show you how to see what you should be looking at when you go into that spiritual realm. Because the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. He would try to take that revelation out the moment it even had an inkling of breath in it. But he says, you'll live and not die. That's what he's saying. And we don't understand that. So we're thinking, well, in a twinkling of an eye. Well, exactly. That's the revelation, light transfer, spirit to spirit. Jesus says, all that the Father has, this is why it's so powerful when you get this, all that the Father has been given to him. That's everything the Father has. Nothing's left out, has been given to Jesus. And then Jesus says, all that's been given to me, the Holy Spirit's taking and declaring it to you. So we have access to all that the Father has, indestructible life. And now the Holy Spirit speaks and whispers that, and I receive it by revelation. But it's not permanent residency, but I received it by revelation. And my hope started welling up, and I started leaning that way. And then he starts showing me on a daily basis how to separate, to stay in that, so that I'm eating that nutritional value that's in his bread of life. So here's the nutritional places in Scripture. It's in Romans 8. It's big. I mean, it's like, where's this food at? He said, I have food that you know not of. I mean, that's what he said. And so now this is the food that he's talking about. It's in Romans 8. So this is the first line of attack from the enemy. Steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. And even in that scripture, right after that, go in and out, the first thing that Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. But the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. So he's going to try to steal the revelation from you. He's going to try to kill it so that it doesn't get any kind of growth in it. And absolutely, if it's got any kind of growth, he'll try to destroy everything around you so that you just kind of give up and die. Because of the suffering feels so strong, is like we're still flesh. So it is suffering. Otherwise, we would never know that it suffered. Jesus got baptized by the glory. I said that before. And I can prove that through scripture, that it was a baptism. It was a supernatural baptism, because they compare that, which was his baptism in the desert where they walked through the sea and they walked through the cloud. None of them got wet, but they called it a baptism. So it's a supernatural baptism. The language that even points that out says it like this. It says, go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that's not a memorized script. That's actually three kinds of immersions, glory to glory to glory, to get this permanent residency revelation of his glory in us. So when Jesus went in and was baptized by the Father, he endured more suffering than any man could even imagine. But because he was baptized in the glory, the Bible says, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. He could go through it because he was baptized in the glory. That's what changed. So here's what it says. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we're learning how to walk in the Spirit. Well, we know how we're walking in the Spirit, but the Spirit's language is the language of heaven, which is this knowledge of the glory. That's what's new to us. It's the new wine that he was always giving us, that he's pouring into new wineskins, not old wineskins. And I'll give an example of this. I know people that have just recently come into this knowledge of the glory, and they're excited, but they're taking this new revelation from the Holy Spirit and try to apply it to old habits of old spiritual warfare. And it's effortless in His kingdom. It's just effortless. We decide and we win, and so we already know how the movie ends before the movie starts. And that's what makes it different. We already know. So here's what the verse 2 says. For the law, and this is where it starts to pick up speed, because we're doing some laser light surgery following the voice of the Holy Spirit as it's already written in Scripture. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's the nutritional value that's in the bread of life. It already made me free from sin and death. So now me taking communion is like I've been made free from death every time I should be getting revelation every time I take communion, something coming alive inside me, and I just declare that. I don't have to understand it. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom. Thank you, Father, for your revelation. Thank you, Father, for your favor. That's all I need. I just need to maintain that relationship and communication with the thank you, like how you said, thank you, Papa. Exactly that, because it's that, that's doing the separating for us again and again. It's bringing clarity in our minds. So he says, has made me free. So it's not going to be, has is past tense. I'm already free from it. So now if I feel like there's death, it's okay, because my feelings pick up on stuff. God's using my, I don't have to allow them to guide me though. They're just radar. And so now I feel like this, and it is oppressive, but I make a qualified choice. No. His grace teaches me to say no, so I say no. No. I reach over here, perfect peace. And now it's not easy, but it's not hard either. Perfect peace. I reach for perfect peace again and again. So who by constant use or training. So this is verse 3. I'm reading down through Romans 8 still. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So every time I make a qualified choice, perfect peace, it did shut off the old nature. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, I'm caring about the dying of Christ. I'm caring about the dying of Christ so that the life of Christ might be manifested through me. So by me making a deliberate decision, perfect peace, I've shut off those seeds that want to take root to rob the knowledge of the glory of the Lord from me. Here's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. It says that we're casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So understanding that phrase is the same as the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, you can read it that way. We're casting down every single imagination and every single thought that exalts itself against this knowledge of the glory. And it's like, wow, Lord, that just really makes sense. So anything that's contrary to this knowledge of the glory, I just cast it down because that is not of God. So then he says, I'm reading in Romans still, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So it's separating all the way through. But then he tells you, 6, what happens. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So God isn't condemning. He started out that whole text, God's not condemning. But what he's doing, he's showing us laser light surgery that he's saying, it's just proving one thing. My mind's not renewed, and I'm still trying to operate out of the old nature instead of the new nature. And the new nature, it's not just life, it's life and peace. So that's a really important part. Jesus is the peace offering. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And the peace offering is this. It's got two kinds of bread. Bread without yeast, bread with yeast. I thank you, Father, that you are in me and I'm in you. I thank you, Father, for wisdom. I thank you, Father, for favor. Without you, I can do nothing. With you, nothing is impossible. And you have to have a lot of that nutrition in your whole spirit, soul, and body to be able to declare with boldness, you are the life, and I eat with you, nothing is impossible. And I eat without you, I can do nothing. And because I live in and I believe in you, I never die. There has to be a lot of nutrition going into my spirit man to grab that, because our minds are not trained that way. We don't get trained that way in the body of Christ. We don't get trained that way when we've read the Bible ourselves. But that's in the Bible, and that's Jesus' words, and that's the Holy Spirit bringing it in higher. He says that this revelation will speak in the end. Though it tarries, wait for it. So we're in the end times where revelation, where we see people that never die. And I believe we'll see people that never die.